can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip of tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? On TV, they give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now, how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate, and we sit back till
it's too
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good evening, and we're on tonight. We have our guest, Bob Chapman, lined up to speak with us. And again, I hasten to add to you that if you have a question or a comment, don't wait until the last minute, because Bob will be here for a little over an hour or so, but not the whole program. And you can line up your questions in a short time when we get going at 800-313-9443. And Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And good evening, Bob. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome back.
Nice
good
to
have you.
Again.
Yes, every month we like to do this, and I wish you could be here more often. But I know how busy you are, and you have so many programs and interviews and newsletters and things to do and digest that I'm grateful just for the monthly occurrence that you have here on the program. And you're, I guess, one of your most recent forecasters. You were talking, first of all, about the Fed and the what's known as the LTCM crisis of 1998, and how we are seeing the hedge funds now are making up about half of the New York Stock Exchange trades, right?
Now, that's correct.
What does that mean to us?
Well, the institutions and the black box players, those are the trend, momentum, algorithm, all of those very sophisticated ways of playing the market.
Mm-hmm.
Between the three groups, that makes up over 90% of the volume in the New York Stock Exchange. So less than 10% of the volume comes from individual investors nowadays. And so things have radically changed, and you can see that today as well in the stock market, because these entities like the hedge funds, they have 15 to 25% margin, and you've also got the great sea of money that they have at their disposal, highly leveraged. Anywhere from 10 to 200 times their actual capital. Mm-hmm. And they are intensifying the upside in the market right now.
Uh-huh.
In fact, one of the interesting things that's going on, one of the sources of their funds, is the Japanese yen carry trade. And mysteriously, the yen has just moved from 116 down to almost 121. And when that happens, it makes it very, very attractive for speculators, such as hedge funds,
mm-hmm.
to borrow money from the Japanese and then extrapolate it 10, 20, 30, 40 times. And use it in the market, and that is what is feeding the upside in the market, not the fundamentals.
Oh boy. Okay, well, you get a little taste for tonight's program. We shall return. Thank you, Bob Chapman, our guest. We'll be back, and we'll begin to get into the thick of it when we do. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned for more on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now, Bob Chapman is our guest, and Bob Chapman says here in his International Forecaster reports, the Fed knows darn right well that a storm is brewing and concentration is massive. The Fed should know they helped create this monster. Hedge funds now make up 50% of the New York Stock Exchange trades. Furthermore, the hedge funds are buying the same kinds of debt collectively, thus sudden financial losses could strike them all simultaneously. That means their borrowed funds would be called in and their leverage disrupted. We know derivatives and hedge funds are giant accidents awaiting to happen. But what is very curious is the U.S. media failed to report on these comments. The Financial Times of London did so and stressed the dangers involved. As the stock market rises to dizzying heights, no one wants to hear portents of bad news. No one wants the spell to be broken. But then, as Bob Chapman says, a blowout crack-up boom is inevitable. And in anticipation of this, the Council on Foreign Relations, via its Foreign Affairs article by Ben Stell, titled "The End of National Currency," tells us what the Illuminists have in store next for us. We are to end economic sovereignty via the total capitulation of all nations to unbridled free trade and globalization, and then world government, best described as a monetary dictatorship to be used to force us all into a global empire. Well, that says quite a mouthful, Bob. That is right on the money, I'm afraid, if you'll pardon the pun.
Well, that's unfortunate, and that's what's been going on for the last 50 or more years. And I've been involved in this fight for 48 years.
Yes.
And well-versed, obviously. And that's their intentions, and that's why they're doing what they're doing to bring down the American economy. And I think people are starting to understand, you know, we just had a debate of the Republican candidates.
Yeah.
And
circus,
we
I
had
think, is more like it, Bob.
The what?
A circus, I think, is more like it, yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's the bottom line here. Mm-hmm. And MSNBC voting had Ron Paul at 48%.
Yes,
Mitt
that
Romney
scared
at,
the living daylights out of them.
Mitt Romney at 18 and Giuliani at 17. Then the ABC News poll had Paul with 18,569 votes, Fred Thompson with 299, Mitt Romney, 265, and Giuliani with 254. And then CNN and CNBC turned around and said that the debate was won either by McCain or Romney. Now, I mean, it just shows you that this is an example of how media, which is controlled by the Illuminati,
yes,
fixes elections.
Mm-hmm.
And it also tells us that the public knows exactly what's going on out there, although they're afraid to say anything about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had such results. And I think that if these debates continue, Ron Paul will continue to win. And I think he's going to get a lot more audience than we ever thought that he would. They can't stop it now. And I think he is going to control through rhetoric some of the issues in the election. And I think he's going to start perhaps a political revolution. I think we got a good chance of that. And let's see what happens. But that's just an example of what goes on in the country. And it's gone on for many years. And it's got to stop. Otherwise, we're going to lose our freedom in totality.
Well, there's no doubt about that. No argument with us here. And as you point out, the people like Ben Stell, who write for the Council on Foreign Relations, they know what's coming. They see it. They're the architects of it. And they can count on all of the candidates, except someone like a Ron Paul, to mouth and parrot the line that all is well, and we can overcome our obstacles. There's nothing wrong with globalism, internationalism, and one-worldism, and all we have to do is just continue to follow the model set by George Bush, even though they're divorcing themselves now and distancing themselves from Bush's, quote, failures, unquote, in Iraq. So, you know, it's the same beat, it's the same play, the same performance over and over and over again. And Ron Paul stands out like a sore thumb. Now, the thing is, you and I know that Ron Paul has to go. I mean, he has to be destroyed one way or another, because his candidacy, as you point out, could very easily catch on within Republican circles anyway, and with the libertarians and others behind him, it could mushroom. So what's the strategy? I mean, are they going to set him up for a fall? Is there going to be some information forthcoming about Ron Paul or something that might tarnish him and then be used to smear him, lies and disinformation? And if that doesn't work, to go beyond that. But, I mean, I see the handwriting on the wall. I know what's going on, and you do, Bob. You've been around for a long time. What do you think will happen, truthfully?
Well, he's had 22 years in the House, so they're going to have a hard time trying to dig something up on him. That's pretty impossible.
They don't have to dig up facts, though. All they have to do is smear.
Well, still, I think it's going to be a hard sell. You know, the Republican Party is now in tatters. George Bush is trying to save his presidential reputation. He's a lame duck president, has been for some time. And the Republicans overall are going to lose a lot more seats in the House and the Senate in the upcoming election. It's going to be disastrous, and it's going to last for a long time. What better than to put Ron Paul in there and hope that he takes them further down to ignoble defeat?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a thought process as well.
Yes.
Knowing that Edwards is their man on the other side, having been invited to the Bilderberger meeting 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and blessed as the one who is going to be the standard bearer for the Democrat Party. Now, not that they don't have Obama and Clinton in their back pocket, but I think that's their first choice under the circumstances. And Ron Paul, if he is allowed to run, he could very well win the presidency.
Hmm. Well, that's saying something. I mean, that's a dream. That is a real, true dream. It's almost like a gift that would be too good to be true. Let's take some calls. 800-313-9443 is the number to speak with Bob Chapman tonight, the internationalforecaster.com. And Ernie in Virginia is first off. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Bob. I'm one of your subscribers and have been for almost a year and have enjoyed your publication immensely. You get to the facts and you do a lot of research, and in your current international forecaster, you make reference to, I think, 50 newsletters that you review, you read a week, and essentially none of them get what's going on, and I couldn't agree more. This transatlantic agreement between George Bush and the European Union mm-hmm. that was signed on April 30th, no media coverage. It's astounding. They're going, as you state in your past Saturday issue, your midweek issue today has some enlightening information. I'll get to that, but for the Rick's listeners, there are some 40 policy areas they want to harmonize the regulations and so forth between the U.S. and the European Union to make this merger, like the North American Union of Mexico and Canada, on the fast track there as the dollar begins to collapse. And the timing of that collapse is in question, and I know you've written on that, but what I'm leading up to, because I want to ask you a couple questions, I understand in reading your midweek issue, the House voted yesterday 411-3 to delay a Bush administration plan to allow Mexican trucks full access to U.S. highways. The trucks would have to be declared safe first, and Mexico would have to give U.S. truckers the same access to Mexico. The program limits the amounts of trucks to 1,000 under the pilot program. But in watching the Lou Dobbs show tonight, they covered a little bit on that vote, too, but they said the Department of Treasury, Department of Transportation is still going forward. They're going to push this because it is needed to implement NAFTA. So do we have – my question to you, Bob, is the administration totally ignoring Congress now? We know they ignore the will of the people. They could care less about the people, their views on Iraq. But is this going to be a showdown issue with the Mexican trucks?
Well, it could be, but I think if you think for a moment, you'll see by the vote that came up that the vote was a compromise. And so the Democrats are backpedaling. There shouldn't be any trucks coming in at all for a myriad of reasons, which we all know. And yet Congress voted for it under the auspices of the Democrats. And this is another sellout is what it is. So the administration doesn't have to do very much. They let it go forward, and after a year, they sent 18 to 25,000 long big rig trucks into the United States, and they'll be loaded with drugs, and 25% of our public now is goofy, and so the other 50% will get goofy on drugs as well. Another 25% will get goofy on drugs as well. And we'll have on our hands an addicted population.
All right, stay where you are. Both of you gentlemen, Bob Chapman, my guest, Ernie from Virginia, our first caller. We'll be right back with much more. Jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back now. So much to talk about. Don't know where to begin, but let's get back to what you were asking, Ernie. You asked a very important question. Did you have a follow-up to Bob's answer?
Actually, his answer is on point. I'd rather move on because it's just a one-year delay, and he's right when you think about what's going down. That's the compromise. We're still going to be stuck with this. But in his last couple of issues, and this one today, he writes about, doesn't anyone see our economy being deliberately destroyed? And he lays out the background when it started back in 71, an intentional, deliberate financial mismanagement, and the essentially what's been going on. We are not incompetent. We are being sold out. This is what Bob writes today. Transnational American conglomerates are spending $15 billion a year building factories in China, plus India and Mexico, and they have to be stopped. If not stopped, your next job offer may be in Mumbai. Do you see any chances, Bob, of tariffs being implemented to stop this free trade?
Well, I read a couple of pieces by Morgan Stanley's Stephen Roach, who was testifying at a congressional committee this past week, and he said he's convinced that there will definitely be tariffs against China and Japan. And Japan has been rigging their currency for the last 30 years, China for the last 10 or 15, we'll say 10. But what Congress forgets, because they're so ignorant, and believe me, they are. I mean, I heard a tape of an interview of Ron Paul that was taken after the debate last night, and I think it was Hannity who interviewed him. And he said members of his own finance committee didn't know that the dollar was no longer and had not been backed for 35 years with gold. I mean, that's how ignorant these people are, and they're on a finance committee. So,
Well, it is really amazing. I'm astounded by it. And even tonight, I caught part of the, and I have one more question, but I caught part of the Glenn Beck show, and I generally don't watch his show, but he had Congressman Tancredo on, and he was showing on the screen, here's Congressman Ron Paul. And then there's no Ron Paul. Apparently he backed out, scheduled conflict or whatever. But Tancredo referred to Congressman Paul as an isolationist. Well, I thought they were they worked together on the immigration issue. They both oppose NAFTA's superhighway system and the North American Union. But yet here's Tancredo calling Ron Paul an isolationist. And my read of what Dr. Paul was saying last night in the debate, he was referring to the Constitution, no nation building, no preemptive strikes, no meddling in the affairs of other countries. Mm-hmm. Totally different. It's constant disinformation and these subtle attacks.
Well, it's name calling, and of course, you know, you hear the same thing from Rush Limbaugh today when he was talking about Ron Paul and his views are libertarian, and it just doesn't work. You know, I mean, they're just not practical. Those views of minding your own business, stop meddling in international affairs, start getting in more world wars like we have in the past with disastrous results. Those are terrible things. You know, isolationism. Neutrality, those are the things that our founding fathers advocated. How dare they? You know, it goes to show you how phony Tom Tancredo is, as far as I'm concerned. He's just one of the rest.
He lost his credibility for political purposes.
Right.
And that is showing up in the ratings. His ratings are dreadful. They're 1% or 2%, so he isn't even... in fact, he'll probably drop out of the race shortly, and so on, a number of others who are presently sticking their nose out there because they don't have a ghost of a chance. And I think when and some of the others drop out, Paul, who scored very well, will get much more attention. But I think Tom has done a sour grapes thing and a political thing. And unnecessary, foolish. He didn't have a chance. Should have never done it. And that's just the way it is.
I agree with you, Bob. I'm most disappointed with him. But I'd like to move on, and I'll wrap this up because I know you have other callers, Rick. Mm-hmm. And the situation in Iraq has gone from bad to worse. And Bob has written in prior international forecasters. He's described how cheap oil was to get out of the ground there in Iraq, $1 a barrel, and there was supposed to be an oil deal worked out that favored the U.S. and U.K., and in this current issue, apparently Iraq is stalling or is having difficulty going forward with the plan, the game plan. So essentially what Bob is saying, the Illuminati may not be that happy with the administration. So where do we really stand now with this oil deal that we were supposed to get? Bob?
Well, it's in limbo presently, and I don't know that they're going to be able to buy off the three factions. I think they can buy the Sunnis off because they're controlled by Saudi Arabia and financed by them, and Saudi has got a deal with the U.S. and has had a deal for protection for many years. And so, but the Shiites and the Kurds are not going to go for it, and they may not get their oil deal. And they, you know, America and the oil companies may walk away, be forced to walk away from Iraq empty-handed.
All right. We'll be back. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Ernie. We'll be right back with Bob next. And you, 800-313-9443, our guest, Bob Chapman.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and we are back with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Bob, tell people now how they can get on the mailing list and get hard copy of the forecaster.
Well, we have two methods of sending out our publication.
Mm-hmm.
Which is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an email copy that goes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs around 30 pages each time.
Yes.
And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. You can get a free introductory copy by going to the site on the Internet, which the address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The mm-hmm. International Forecaster, forecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call a toll-free number, that is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and you'll receive one a copy promptly.
All right, very good. Let's take another call. Bob in Kansas. Hi, Bob. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Bob. On an earlier program, you mentioned that the economy you thought would go down in 2.5 or 2 years. I was wondering if you could tell me maybe I'm on Social Security and my wife is too. Would they start cutting that, or when it might they start cutting that Social Security?
Well, I don't think Social Security would be cut, and the reason is that you would have to have a cataclysmic event like a deflation, and deflation would prompt not only a cut in Social Security, but also a cut in other pension plans. There would be a diminution of the value of the dollar. And in that kind of a scenario, we'd have a depression, and the value of everything except gold would drop somewhere between 50 and 90%. That was the experience during the 1930s when Social Security was created in June of 1935. Of course, there weren't many people who were getting Social Security at that time. And so I don't think there's any possibility that Social Security will be cut until we go into deflation. And that's probably a few years away. I know that you plan on living longer than that, and so do I, because I collect it as well. But in time, with the wrong set of events, which I think are going to happen, we could lose 50 or 75% of our Social Security. But on the other hand, prices are going to drop very, very largely. And so if you're paying half as much for the goods that you're buying in a depression, and you're only getting half as much as you were getting in Social Security, it's a toss-up.
I see. So the
now,
value
if they
might...
were to destroy the system,
yeah,
in totality, that's another story. And if they were to do that and say we just can't pay anybody, then everybody's going to be SOL.
That would be bad news. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the value may stay there possibly in the future.
Well, I see at least 3 years, but it could degenerate from there. And we really don't know what's going to happen, but the possibility of a cut, possibility of a wipeout on Social Security, and on all pensions for that matter, is very possible.
Yeah. Well, to ask you another question, has there been a compromise or some kind of news about the Mexican trucks? I never heard.
Yes, there has been in Congress, and they think they're doing everybody a favor by making it so the Mexican government would have to approve 1,000 American trucks going into Mexico. And that it's just a phony baloney deal. It's a sellout.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to do America's truckers any good. And a year from now, we'll have 18 to 30,000 trucks with an average age of manufacture of 1994 coming into our country.
Wow.
And goodness knows what condition they're in. The drivers may be drug dealers or drug deliverers. We don't know what their traffic records are because when they get stopped in Mexico, they just pay the cop. And so they never go to court unless they do something pretty nasty.
Wow.
And how many of them are ex-criminals? And there's not going to be any inspection. We're going to be overrun with drugs. We are now. You know, 72% of our drugs come from Mexico. It's just they'll double, triple, quadruple it.
Wow.
I mean, every 10-year-old in school will be on drugs.
Oh, that's really bad, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is part of the collapse and breakdown of America.
And it's coming...
It's deliberate.
Coming so quickly, too. Well, I really appreciate you answering my question.
Well, thank you, Bob, for your call. I appreciate the question as well.
Thank you.
1-800-313-9443. Steve in Illinois is next. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Rick?
Good, thank you.
How you doing, Bob? Listen, I saw an article. It was a reprint on Spiegel Online, a German magazine, but it was from Salon.com. It was talking about Paul Wolfowitz's fatal weakness. I was just checking the Internet before we got on the air, and they say that his imminent resignation is coming within the next day or two. I wish Bob Chapman would comment on that.
Mm-hmm. Any comment?
Well, he represents the arrogance of ex-communists who are now called neocons. And that's all he ever was. Of course, he's a CFR, trilateralist, the whole works. He's an Illuminist.
What brought him down is his attitude towards the other people in the bank, who are all the same, mind you, or almost all the same. And, he just made everybody mad. And he's been living with this woman who happens to be an Arab, and he's Jewish, which is rather an odd combination. And he was living with this woman when he was married to his wife. He tried to arrange for her to receive a salary, which was more than the Secretary of State gets, and that didn't cut very well. It's just another example of the Illuminati, the elitists, the neocons. They just don't care. They do everything and anything they want to do, and obviously he made the wrong people mad. He's gone. They'll find some other job for him. The reason he was in the position he was in at the World Bank is they wanted him to issue funds for Iraq and other places that they were tearing up so it would defray U.S. cost in their quest to steal everything they could get their hands on.
Well, you know, they made charges about a Kevin Kellums. They said he was Cheney's communications director, and Wolfowitz put him on at over $250,000 a year, and he had no expertise in the field. And then they made another charge about a Robin Cleveland, and she was made his assistant, and she had been an aide to Mitch McConnell and then associate director of White House Office of Management Budget. And then she was implicated in a nepotism scandal and corruption. And they said while she was at OMB in 2003, she lobbied Secretary of State of the Air Force, James Roush, to get her brother a job at Northrop Grumman.
Mm.
Are you aware
of
that?
But it's rampant. It's all over. It's both parties. Nobody cares. The corruption is beyond belief. And the American public sits back and pays the taxes. And that's what pays these scumbags. And that's exactly what they are.
Yep.
The only other thing I want to add is keep your eye on that G8 meeting coming in Heiligen Damm, because I'll tell you, they've got two factions going there. They got the right-wing faction, Gunnamass and Schwerin, and the left-wing in Rostock. And they've already had 24 people arrested in Hamburg for preventative detention because of incidents of vandalism, and they're putting up an 8-foot fence around this Baltic Riviera, Baltic Riviera, and so they promised to have a good show coming on. There'll be hundreds of thousands of people, so we'll see.
All right, Steve.
All right.
Yeah, I also hear that our Secretary of State is not going to attend, which is very surprising.
Mm.
So something, you know, is real hot is coming down. You know, if you look at the economy, it's in dreadful shape. We're already in a recession, deeply so, and nobody talks about it. And the stock market hits new highs every day. It's absolute madness.
Yeah, as far as the moguls and the media, you know, there's nothing wrong with the economy. It's expanding. It's growing. And we're just having some little retractions here and there. But none of what you say, none of what other observers are noting about what's happening, what's really happening, is ever dared to be brought up at any of these so-called debates. I mean, it's a scandal. In itself,
mm-hmm.
It's a scandal. That's why I don't watch them. I can't bring myself to watch a circus. I really don't. If I want to see a good circus, I prefer Ringling Brothers, okay? Much better performances, and I appreciate the animals more than the so-called people circuses.
Well, the other kind of animals.
Amen. All right, Steve, thanks for the call, brother.
Ready. Bye now.
All right, 800-313-9443. You also alluded in your most recent forecaster report for this week about the Queen's real purpose in visiting us. Would you care to comment on air about that?
Right. First of all, she was decked out in full regalia with Phil the Greek. That's what he's called in England. And her husband. And this is the guy that wants a world virus to liquidate half the people in the world because there's too many useless eaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Phil. I've talked to him, Philip, several times. And
And I also know Prince Charles. I won't go into how I know them. And if they knew what I knew, they wouldn't be very happy. But I know how to keep my mouth shut. But she had all the trappings, the tiara, all mm-hmm. the jewels. They must have weighed 50 pounds.
Yes.
And her dwarf-like declining structure. But anyway, she was there to give George his marching orders. This is what you're going to do. And this is coming from the head of the black nobility, the head of the British royal family, the head of the Illuminati, at least the titular head. There's more people behind the scenes who are as powerful as she is, but that's not the point. She went there ostensibly because it was a 500-year anniversary of the landing at Jamestown or whatever the heck it was, which is a silly excuse. And she was also there to tell him that Iraq, you're getting out, and you got to get out as fast as we can get you out. Now, second of all, there will be no invasion of Iran. Now, I wrote about this 11 months ago, almost a year ago,
yes.
And I said there would be no invasion, and I'm the only newsletter writer, analyst, economist, newspaper writer, blogger in the entire world that said it. And it's because I understand psychological and different kinds of intestine warfare that go on. Most people don't because they haven't been trained in that area, and I was. The point is that also they wanted to seal the European-American trade agreement, which they'd made, and what they're going to do is harmonize regulations so that they'll never have to get congressional approval in the United States for a one-world government. They'll do it by making all the laws the same, and all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you'll find out you're in the middle of a horrible depression. The dollar and other currencies have collapsed. The stock markets have collapsed. And people like the Queen will tell you, and the Rothschilds and others, that the only way you can be saved is by having world government. And that's what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, this was pioneered, this European Anglo-American agreement, if you may, by Clarence Straight in the 1930s. And so this is not a new idea. It's an idea that's been around for at least 70 years, if not longer. And they're just bringing it to fruition. These people have lots of time, and because they're enormously wealthy, they can work at this for years and years and wait for their successes.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, if not today, there's tomorrow. If not tomorrow, there's the next generation. And they're patient. They're very patient doing this and having a ball doing it, making money doing it, making enormous profits off of war. And it's very sad to see the fact that Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney can still appear on national television, face the cameras with boldness and arrogance, and still talk about how we are winning this war. And we are going to continue to wage this 100-year war on terror. And you know and I know that it's all about creating this one-world system. And in order to do it, you have to be able to smash a few eggs. You've got to break the eggs in order to make the omelet, Bob. And that's what they're doing. They're breaking the eggs, making the omelet, and there's no mistakes. I mean, for anyone to get on national television and repeat the same nonsense about, yeah, George Bush has made some mistakes. No, these plans were well laid out, well in advance, and they were intended to produce the results they have produced. That's the way I look at it. No mistakes here. A mistake is when you take a pencil and a paper and you put down 2 and 2 is 5. Oh, I got to erase that. That's a mistake. It's 4. Well, when you set out to do something and you set on a course based on deliberate fabrications and lies, that is not a mistake, Bob, right?
Absolutely.
And how anyone can continue to believe it and give George Bush and this administration, puppets of the council and the internationalists and so forth, any benefit of the doubt
is simply beyond my ability to comprehend. I for the life of me can't believe it. I know people like to believe in lies. Many people like to be deluded and denuded of reality, but at some point reality has to hit home. And we have to admit, yeah, we've been lied to. Hey, Wilson did it, Roosevelt did it, Truman did it, they've all done it. And we still don't learn from these lies. Well, anyway, we're up against the break in just a moment, so I'm not going to take another call. But you on the line, get on the line if you're not. Right now, Bob Chapin is awaiting your question about all matters, economic, political, social, economic, and so forth. 1-800-313-9443 is the magic number, and we will take your call in the time that we have left with Bob Chapin, which isn't too much time, so get on the lines, and we'll come right back to you. Bob Chapin, the International Forecaster.com. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Take another call now. We'll continue for a bit. Joe Church, hello. You're on the program with Bob Chapin.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Hi. Bob, I'm gonna go to the scriptures today. I'm going to go to the book of Daniel. I'd like to go through five verses and see if you can't pick out events that are taking place today in these verses. But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to quote from the King James today. I'm going to go to the Dr. Moffat's translation, mm-hmm. Which also confirms with the Masora of J.P. Green. It's very similar to the King James. However, he puts it in a way that's a little bit more understandable in today's society. So let me let the verses speak for themselves. These five verses in the book of Daniel explain the fullness of the events and the strategies of the political leaders today that are being tried but are unsuccessful. A note when I recite verse 21, a religious royal system will be Satan's appearance. So with that being said, let me read the five verses. This is Daniel 11, verse 20. In place of him, one shall arise who by raising tribute shall ruin the glory of the realm. But very soon he shall be broken through, but not open, by no open blow, nor in battle. 21 is that verse I mentioned. In place of him, now every Christian scholar in the world sees these next few verses as the Antichrist appearance. So that having been said, all different persuasions. In place of him, a despicable creature shall arise, one on whom the royal honor is not conferred, but whom comes in when men are off their guard and gains the kingdom by means of crafty promises. The opposing forces shall be swept before him and scattered, and so shall God's high priest. 23. As soon as anyone becomes his ally, he starts to outwit him, for he rises to power by aid of only a small people. This small party is in the strong concordance of the Koy, William. When men are off their guard, he attacks the leaders in each province. Now keep in mind the one world system that we see today. He shall do what neither his father, his fathers, nor his father's fathers ever did. He shall scatter prey, plunder, and property among his followers, and even make plans for a time against the fortress of Egypt, daring to match himself against the king of the south with a large army. Those few verses that I read, did that anything come to mind as I was reading them?
Bob?
Yeah, I there's so many candidates, I don't know where to start.
I hear you.
I just don't know who it is, but I know he's out there. The false prophet, so to speak.
I think that the most important thing to keep an eye on in the reading of those verses, though, is that this is a religious leader. Evidently, the political system will not be able to congeal.
Right.
They just won't be able to bring it together. This has to be a religious leader that's going to make his presence felt.
Very interesting, Joe. Fascinating.
Well, it's not going to be Jerry Falwell, that's for sure.
We can count on that, unless he's brought back. Thank you, Joe, for the call. All right, we'll be back. Bob, stay with us a few minutes if you can.